Back in 2015, Sandor Ironrope, the former president of the Native American Church of America, was headed back to San Antonio, Texas from a conference. For his carry-on, he had his ceremonial box filled with sacred items. The incident that resulted in a lawsuit began when his items were being screened by TSA agents. Ironrope asked agents if he could display the items himself so the energy wouldn't be polluted. But agents refused and, according to Ironrope, roughly handled the items. He said the incident hindered his spirit, and when he simply wanted to talk and address the issue with airport officials, there was no point person. I spoke with Forrest Tadanipa, the attorney of the lawsuit and a member of the Comanche Nation in Oklahoma. Forrest says the Native American Church did not want to bring on a lawsuit, but eventually had to in order to get the TSA to address specific issues with Native American travelers. There were only general guidelines before the lawsuit.
Basically, our goal is to kind of put a little more specificity on what it means to accommodate, you know, Native American religions.
After about a year, the lawsuit was settled with no side acknowledging blame. But the TCA did agree to better educate its employees on Native American religion at more than a dozen airports nationwide, including Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Now, TSA agents at MSP Airport will receive written training materials explaining how to inspect items in a respectful manner.
Have a tiered structure where the first line is obviously just relying on the x-ray, and then if that creates some sort of concern, to then have the person traveling take the item out and manipulate it himself or herself, and then, you know, if some sort of physical handling is necessary, to use gloves and accommodate requests to change gloves, or to have an officer of a specific gender inspecting specific items.
The fact sheet for TCA agents will be published in the coming months.